Welcome back to a Saturday morning edition of Sports Talk with the Coach's Corner. From time to time, we'd like to get an update with what's happening with the Lebanon Parks Department. And so that's why we're happy to have with us here once again, Parks Director John Messenger. And John, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
I'm cold, but fine, Scott. Thank you.
Let's before we get to looking back at the past year, these past couple days, I know the Parks Department's been involved in doing a little snow removal and putting down some ice melt. Just talk to us about what you and the guys have been up to.
Yeah, making sure, first of all, you have to make sure all your equipment's ready to go. We've had a little, about a month ago, we had a little snow, so we got to get the rust off all the equipment there and our backs and everything. But basically just prepared for this and heard 3 to 5, but we didn't get it. Thank goodness. There is some drifting out there, but as far as that, no. We have plows and some RV equipment there that we plow downtown with. You have to use rubber blades down there. But we take care of, you know, the trails. We don't go the rural part, but about probably 6 miles in town throughout all the trails, take care of that. Plowing, putting some ice melt down. We put that down prior, as soon as the rain stopped, into the snow, and then try and keep it cleaned up downtown. There again, with the winds, you know, these stupid winds at 35 mile an hour, it's pretty difficult. But, yeah, we do our best and try and stay inside because it's 35 below. Out there with the wind chill, so try and keep the guys safe. We got a great crew, and as far as that, yeah, just try and keep everything opened up, but take care of all the trails from Memorial Park. There again, the Big Four Trail, taking care of all that, all the way to downtown, all the way down Southeast Street, all the way through the Conservation Pond, all the way out there to the fairgrounds. So quite a bit to cover, but yeah, got a good crew and good equipment. Everything was pretty smooth the last couple of days.
So, John, is the trail now all the way to the fairgrounds? If someone wanted to start over, let's say, over by Menards and head south, can they get all the way to the fairgrounds now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All the way through, and it's good to go. Yeah.
All right, great. Again, John Messenger is with us here. We're talking Parks News with the Lebanon Parks Department as we get ready to wrap up 2022. John, in your mind, what were some highlights of this past year?
You know, probably the biggest accomplishment highlights. We had a great season at the pool. A lot more patrons got to visit our water park. Had a great season there. There again, great help that we had. And going on into it, but probably the biggest accomplishment was the lighting at the Memorial Park. Just beautiful. I think it really sets it off and very well received. And then again, the ultimate would probably be the all-inclusive playground. It is packed all the time, even in, heck, it was 40 degrees, 30 degrees the other day, and there were several kids out there playing on it, along with the Conservation Pond, cleaning it up and opening up that that area to see the beautiful 3.5-acre pond that we have out there and a trail going by it. We'll get trails throughout, but cleaning it up, a couple guys did a nice job. Caleb and Anthony Western did a great job cleaning it up and looking good, along with Billy Smith and the rest of them. But, as far as that, those are the biggest ones. Probably the biggest, though, would be the all-inclusive playground. Beautiful, beautiful equipment and the no-fault surface that is real soft, very pleasant for everybody.
Again, we're visiting here with Mr. Messenger, John Messenger, Director of the Parks Department for the City of Lebanon, just getting his thoughts on the past year. I know the lighting through Memorial Park had been a long-time item on the checklist, and the all-inclusive playground had been something that the Parks Department had been looking at. But I also know that with the supply chain issues, these both took much longer than what you anticipated, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We had worked on this July of 2021, basically the start actually in January or February of 2021. And yeah, the supply chain was a big holdup. Still waiting on some replacement parts that aren't correct. There's some fiberglass that when the installation was done is not correct in a few parts. But as far as that, it's safe for the patrons. But Yeah, same thing with the lighting. There were some hiccups there. There again, the crews that we had and the people working on it that we subbed out did an outstanding job. Yeah, concrete was hard to come by, too. Still is to this day, believe it or not. But, yeah, even the concrete was an issue. So, yeah, it was a lot later than what I anticipated, especially with the playground. Probably a four-month delay there, at least, if not longer. But, yeah, and when things are held up at the barges or whatever out there coming in from who knows where, yeah, it was held up. But the supply chain finally came through for us, and yeah, we got it up, and I'm telling you, it is utilized, that's for sure.
Again, talking with John Messenger here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Getting back to the pool and all the many amenities that you have out there, I know you're going to be looking for someone that's going to need to manage the program out there. Talk to me about the person that's been managing it and what she's been able to do.
Yeah, Lori Frost, she has worked there for several years, I think four or five at least, along with her few of her kids, which are outstanding humans, great kids. But no, Lori's managed the pool for the last three, four, or five years and just does an outstanding job from the hiring process all the way through, make sure these kids are engaged and just enjoying their position and also taking it very seriously. And working all the time. That lady is just outstanding. Going to be a big hole to fill. There again, under her were three supervisors, adult supervisors, to cover shifts, but she was there a lot of the time, along with the splash pad, maintaining everything. We have maintenance guys that take care of the chemicals and that type of thing, but she's right there with them. She was instrumental in some of the repairs that we've had. She would dog some of the vendors that we had to make sure that our warranties were covered. And heck, we got both vessels painted about 3 years ago, thanks to her due diligence of making sure that their standards were corrected, whatever, along with some other things. But she's been instrumental, just a great person. Couldn't ask for somebody nicer. She was kind of a mom to the office girls in the office. There again, mother of six children, and she knows how to mother, that's for sure. She's just a great, great human and going to miss her tremendously. We do have others that are ready to step into the role, but she'll be very missed deeply, to say the least.
Well, I wanted to ask you, who will be kind of taking over that role, or will you just divide up the responsibilities a little bit more?
Well, yeah, you're right, Scott, and you nailed it. We're going to divide up some of the responsibilities. We have an outstanding office staff. Thomas Ingalls is going to take on some training. Actually, he does it December 29th. He's going to do certified training. He'll be able to certify our swimmers, our lifeguards, and then Taylor Orr, who's out on maternity leave right now. She had a beautiful baby boy over Thanksgiving Day. She's going to take up some of the role along with Allison Morton in the programs, but we'll fill some of the spots there. We have three supervisors that have, Aaron Hughes, who has been instrumental too, has been there for several years. She started out as a lifeguard and works, I believe, at the Cancer Society and is going to step in. She's been working there for the last 4 years in a supervisory role, along with Amanda. And anyway, we have two other supervisors that are going to step in there, and they have a year under their belt, which they're coming back, believe it or not. I think they enjoy the environment and being around the kids. Both of them are teachers. One's an athletic director, so... Yeah, we'll divide all the responsibilities along with our maintenance staff that still maintains the pools and a lot of that. But I'm hoping to have a lot of lifeguards back, and we had a lot of good captains. And what that captain role is somebody that's been around a lifeguard. They get bumped up and a little more pay to help supervise the other lifeguards and make sure that we're doing all those corrections and safety issues that we need to address.
Well, we've been joined on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Time always goes by quick when you visit with John Messenger because there's always so much to cover. But, John, thanks so much for your time and joining us here this morning on the Coach's Corner, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 23.
Okay, Scott, thanks. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and Merry Christmas to everyone and yourself and your family.
No doubt about it. Merry Christmas to you. Once again, John Messenger joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.